Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of The Smack Track, Inside the Navy's War, Chasing Down Drug Smugglers, Pirates and Terrorists. Written by Ian McFedrin and read by Peter Byrne. The young male and female sailors scramble down a rope ladder and into the bucking, rigid hull inflatable boat that's tethered to the side of the Australian warship. With the frigate steaming at 14 knots in the open ocean, this is not a job for the faint-hearted. In a dangerous Sea State 4, with a buffeting wind and 3-metre waves, the armed and fully kitted-out members of HMAS Darwin's Red boarding team are dropping into a maelstrom. It is 11:25 a.m. on Saturday, the 21st of May, 2016, and we're in the Indian Ocean, several hundred kilometres to the east of Tanzania and north of Madagascar, hunting drug smugglers on the Smack Track. For one young woman, the conditions are just too severe, and she's quickly replaced. Upper body strength is vital under these extremes. Once the first group of boarders have made it safely into the RHIB, it is set free and speeds away towards a suspect fishing dhow that is wallowing about a kilometre away under the watchful eye of the guided missile frigate. Viewing the operation from the safety of Darwin's deck, it is clear that my wish to board a smuggling dhow is unlikely to be granted unless the sea calms down an awful lot. Sea State 4 is at the upper limit for a water-based boarding by the Royal Australian Navy. As the RHIB approaches, the suspect dhow rolls through an alarming-looking 40 degrees, and boarding officer Lieutenant James Hodgkinson deems it too risky to continue. Climbing down into the RHIB from a moving 4,000-ton warship is one thing for these skilled and athletic sailors, but scrambling up a rope and onto a 20-metre wooden dhow that is bucking around like an angry rodeo bull could be deadly. In addition, the team's radios have become waterlogged and communication with the ship is lost. Just before noon, they turn and speed back towards Darwin, but suddenly their radio crackles back to life and the skipper, Commander Phil Henry, orders the team to have another go. The inflatable boat turns back to the dhow. This time, its captain is instructed via hand signals to turn his vessel down sea to make conditions a little easier for boarding. Transferring sailors to the dhow is all about timing. In such a high sea state, the two vessels are almost level at the top of each swell. The boarders can therefore avoid using the rope ladder, but must risk leaping directly from the RHIB onto the dhow.